Welcome to episode 15 of Comic Pop Visits. Today the gang is joined by Nikita, the lead singer of the Denver, Colorado-based band Everfound. April discovered this band during a Dare to Share teen retreat. We reached out to the band, and with the help of Marcus, one of the band's promoters, Nikita was able to join us for a visit. So thank you to Marcus, and a big thank you to Nikita for taking the time out of his busy schedule to visit with Comic Pop. We also get joined by Mozart during the visit, as you will be able to tell right away.
Those things will tear your face off.
Aww.
Ferocious. Yeah, he's right here.
He's so little.
I once lived in this neighborhood where the neighbors had these two dogs. They were called Ghost something. They were huge, but you could never see them because they were super shy. So occasionally you'd see them run like between some trees or in front of the fence, and you'd be like, did I just see something?
It's kind of scary, actually. Yeah.
It is scary.
Welcome to another Comic Pop Visits. Today we are visiting with the lead singer and keyboardist of the band Everfound, Nikita Aparoloff. Thanks for joining us today, Nikita.
Thanks for having me. It's good to be here.
And we want to do a shout out to Marcus. I'm going to say Huang. I don't know if the H
Marcus
is silent or not.
Yeah, he's part of our management team. Marcus is awesome.
So he helped set this up, so we appreciate his work and doing this for us. And without further ado, I'm going to turn it over to April because she's the podcast music reviewer.
I am. I'm like the worst music reviewer.
No, you're not.
So anyways, the intro was God of the Impossible. You can go find that on YouTube, I believe, or pick up their album on their website or Amazon. Is it on Amazon?
Yeah, it's all over on digital retail. And if people want to preview the whole song, they can go to our website, everfoundmusic.com, and they can hear the song there.
Yeah, I saw a lot of on YouTube. I'm a YouTube addict. So,
gotcha.
So and I saw a lot, like, oh my God, dog.
He's attacking.
He's
and,
playing.
Yeah, and I would and like always in the corner, I would see like an Everfound advert all the time. I was like, yes, yes. So you guys have definitely gotten big, you know, you've gotten a lot of success. So how long have you guys actually been doing this for?
Well, we've been a band for about 7 years. It's hard to determine when we started because we're all brothers. And so we were all raised in the same home and we were all started playing piano lessons at like 6 years old, 6 or 7 years old. And so sometime around like 12, 13 years old, we started to play different instruments. I actually played the drums at one point, which is unbelievable because I have no sense of rhythm, or a really poor one. And then I tried to play bass and tried to play guitar like 12 times and quit guitar like 14 times and all these different things. So together, we've been pursuing this full time, playing 150, 200 shows a year for about the last 5 years. Does that kind of answer your question?
Yeah. Is it?
You've had, of course, your main album coming out is the self-titled Everfound, but you've also had four previously independently developed albums, and they're not as readily available. Are you going to try to make those available again, or are they just going to be, if anybody can find them, you might have to search eBay or hit Amazon occasionally?
No, we will release those sometime later. We have been working on this new project for years. We wrote a lot of songs, and there's, you know, this is what we feel like we need to be putting out there right now. So we will come back to our older music. We'll let it, you know, release it to our fans a little bit later. But for now, we want everyone to hear this new music and enjoy the new music.
And I have to admit, April, you got your album from the Dare to Share
series. I did. It
series.
Was how awesome. I so, found you guys.
Really? So was, what event were you at?
I was at the Lincoln, Nebraska event.
Right on.
I got
that was
my,
an awesome event.
You signed. You guys signed my shirt and my sunglasses. It was awesome.
Yeah.
So it was kind of neat that you guys made that available for the Dare to Share crowd for all across the country. And
because that it's because it was
the
like,
regular album just dropped though, correct?
Yes, it just came out July 16th. What? That's not just. Gosh,
yeah, no. It's been a few months. That's how I am. Like,
is that a month ago? That's a month ago
already.
And this is going to come out a bit later too. That's how I am with, like, our reviews. I'm like, oh, so this is coming out this month? No, it's coming out in, like, five. Ow. Okay,
well,
what are we doing?
Coming out July 16th, so whenever, whenever this is released, that's when the album came out.
But yeah, and, you know, you mentioned Dare to Share. You were on tour with them for this. Oh, my gosh, Chris, shut up.
Take a pause here.
I forgot. I'm sorry.
Okay, we can restart that one.
We're in a working building right now. So. Yeah. But and so you did mention, you know, you were on tour with Dare to Share and all that, and you have been playing across the country. Is there anything coming up that you would like to get out there just to tell people?
Yeah, this fall we're going to be out on tour with Sanctus Real and Citizens Way. The Never Claim, and we're really excited about going out on that tour. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to hit, I think, like 20 or 25, 30 cities all around the country again. And then we're also going to be on the Winter Jam tour, and we're so excited for that because that's going to be in, like, I don't know, 55 or whatever cities. So, well, actually, the November run, I think, is 11 cities on the West Coast. But with the Sanctus Real tour, we'll be on the East Coast as well as the Midwest. So we're really excited to get that out to our fans and see them all live.
You should come to Dodge City.
We I hope you do.
We have an arena. Just, you don't even have to schedule it. Just, you know, just
drop by.
Go in. Just, yeah.
Just walk in.
Nobody will notice. Just go.
I think that's the fear.
Well, one of the things that's unique about your group and your lyrics, and I appreciate this, and we mentioned it during our review, is that several of your songs could be looked at as secular songs.
Mm-hmm.
So,
oh my God, stop
that's...
using big words.
Sorry.
Teenagers.
So it's one of those where when we listen to the Christian stations here, a lot of times you get bombarded with the message,
and those are
which
the
is good,
that...
but there are times where you want to just have a nice, good, clean song that's uplifting.
Yeah.
And I like that your group does that within the rock genre. And that's really refreshing to hear, and I appreciate it very much. So.
I like it because, you know, I'm a Christian, so, you know, I'll listen to Christian music anyways, but, you know, a lot of people, you know, like, if they were listening to a Christian song for the first time, you know, not really in religious in any way, and it's so heavy, like, religion, you know, I could think, intimidate them and scare them away. And I feel like that's what, like, this album really helps, like, bring people in because... some of my friends really love your guys' music, and they're not the biggest religious people, so it's really cool to have that.
So when you were writing these songs, was that an intentional point on your band's thoughts or your thoughts, or was that just happenstance?
No, our whole goal with this record was to communicate a message to people. That's what we set out to do. We wanted to make, you know, 12 statements. If there was 12 things we can say to someone... if we were all going to die tomorrow, or if just we were going to die or whatever. If there's 12 statements we could say and leave somebody with. So we thought long and hard about all the songs. Like I said, we wrote about 80 songs for this record, 85. And the songs that are on there are purposefully on there and intentionally written the way they are. So we did want to hit people like with a message like what love means, your cross shows me what love means. And then we also wanted to have a high energy song like Hallelujah, like I will fight till the day that I die, it's engraved in my soul, I sing. You know, it could be right. Just somebody celebrating. But our goal was to get to make this music like a soundtrack to people's lives, to all the different experiences we face. So okay. I hope that answers your question.
Yeah.
Yes.
And speaking of all your songs and your albums, can I get that album? Please, in my hand.
No. She wants to see the list of songs.
I'm over here trying to like wave at him, you know, because you know I can't talk to him.
I thought you were.
I'm busy. With
yeah, that. He's just seeing me over here like spazzing out.
I'm like, somebody help her. She's choking.
Like, no, no, it's just want to see the album.
With the you being brothers, You're all young still. Are all of you at the college level now, and are you getting ready? Because as
How
of
old
this
are
recording.
You guys?
School's getting back in session. Are you still going to school, or some of you finished, or are you,
we
kind of trying to
online?
Oh, yeah. You do online? Okay.
Yeah, we do online, and we're all in school, so
it's all like bioengineering and like cell study.
Well, I didn't know if
architecture. I'm doing a biblical studies degree. Some of my other brothers are doing a business degree, so all kinds of stuff.
I didn't know if you were taking a break to focus right now, or
yeah. We're doing a class at a time, so we're trying to take it easy.
Okay.
Who's the youngest?
The youngest is our bass player, Ilarion.
No, I think I'm right. Yeah.
She's trying to figure out who's who on the picture.
It's just so hard.
And I have to give a shout out. For me, for some reason, the drums really stood out on this. So if you want to give a shout out to Jan for me.
He likes
I really enjoyed that. I don't know why they stood out for me, but I loved everything else. But for some reason, that aspect just stood out for me.
Well, awesome.
So if you want to pass that along to him, that would be great.
Sure. So, and on your album, you've got 14 tracks on here, but not all of them are really songs. You know, you've got the first one.
Pyatigorsk is the city we were born in Russia.
Yeah.
So it's just an intro track.
Okay. I'd say like me and my friend, she was at the Dare to Share too, so she picked up an album also. We got like the biggest fight over if Go was the first track and if that other one was the first track. I'm not going to say it. I'm sorry.
You were thinking Go was the first track.
No, she was.
She was.
Right.
Okay.
I was right. I'm always right. What are you talking about?
And you had another song. What was the other one that they did that to? Do you remember?
Lebedish Christos.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
So that song has an interesting story. No, it's fine. Russian is really different than English. So.
But it's not too often you hear intros to songs, though, and I enjoyed that part because it's something different that's not out there all the time.
I really like your guys' kiss because it's really simple. And like on the inside, when you take off the CD, it's got all this like Russian.
Yeah, that's Romans.
Roman, not English. And just curious, what does the back say of your front pamphlet thingy? It's in like Russian and whatever you said.
Unless he has
read
a copy,
it.
Probably.
I totally did.
Read it.
We sold out of that. Yeah,
sold out of it. All snap.
We'll
That's
have to
such
mention.
A shame.
It was this version was a special Dare to Share edition.
It was.
Chris is
going
to try
awesome.
To hold it to the camera for you. April's being mean here.
Read it now. Oh, please.
I don't know if he could read
I don't
that.
Think
okay,
he...
so yeah, so that's the lyrics to the Lubit Lish Christos song. If you look at the first line, it's the same line as the back where the track listings are.
Okay.
And it's just saying that only Christ loves us without any limits, without any reservations. And this song was actually written, it's almost like a hymn, it's more than 100 years old. It was written by Russians who were sitting in prison for their faith in Jesus. So as they were sitting in prison, they were writing these songs, and that's one of them.
And your family has personal experience in that, if I remember right.
Yeah, my great uncle.
Who knew a hymn could be cool?
Yeah, there you go. There you go. My great uncle actually spent more than 20 years in prison for owning a Bible and being bold about his faith. And some of my other family members, too, they spent their entire lives in hiding. So, yeah, our family has, you know, firsthand experience with that.
And that's another point. You guys are, you know, I guess unique here in a way, since you guys are, in fact, Russian. You were born there and moved over, right?
Yeah. We came to the United States in 1996. The whole band was born in Russia.
Okay.
That's awesome.
So you have a very unique experience than what anybody here
this
would have.
This album made me, like, want to learn Russian.
That's awesome.
Like, I really
we
do.
We should sell Rosetta Stone subscriptions with it. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, just...
And we probably ought to mention the album that April was referring to was your Dare to Share, and it was a special release just for that concert series. So the album that they're going to get is slightly different from the major release.
It's so not as cool as this one.
So people
buy the people that went to Dare to Share were really lucky.
Go to Dare to Share, guys. You miss out. Dare to Share is awesome, you guys. Shout out. Go to it.
Yeah, they are awesome.
Oh, my gosh.
You know what I heard the other day? I heard that... who was this rapper? T-Pain retweeted their gospel video.
Oh, that's awesome. Oh, my God.
Okay.
I love their gospel.
You love them? Okay.
You know, excited now. Propaganda's going to be back this year.
Okay.
He does.
I'm not familiar
he's
with
like,
that.
All right.
He does the gospel. He's the one that does the gospel. And it's like, oh, yes.
Now, you guys are in Denver, Colorado. And you're centrally located, which can be a blessing and a curse sometimes all in one setting, because you're centrally located, you can go out to both sides. And looking at your schedule, like you were mentioning earlier, you're almost on different coasts. Are you going to get back to the middle of America?
Like Dodge? What?
What?
Is that in the plans in the near future or sometime in 2014?
Well, let's see here. I honestly don't even know where we're going to be.
He probably has a manager that tells him where he's going to be.
Worst frontman ever.
Yes, possibly.
Talk.
Because I know I have a young lady here that would like to see you again.
I would.
You know,
concert.
There's a person here in town. His first name is Darren. I can't remember his last name off the top of my head. He goes to the Church of the Nazarene.
Shout
and he's
out.
Put out a bunch, or has brought in a bunch of Christian bands for different events.
You know, okay, just random fact. This is probably going to be edited out, but this is awesome. I went to watch a Mercy Me concert here, which is like awesome, awesome. And they played Beautiful, one of their lesser known songs. And I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. So I went on it to YouTube this past week because I just remembered it, you know, and I look on the video and the music video was filmed at the concert I was at. Because it was like
awesome.
The exact staging. And I'm like, spazzing
cool.
out.
Did you spend the whole time looking for yourself on the screen?
There's my hand. It was so like, yes.
So did we vamp enough for you, Nikita?
Well, thanks for doing that. Okay, so I see us coming to Crystal Springs, what does MS stand for?
Missouri.
Okay. Is that fairly close? Oh. Hastings, Nebraska.
That's pretty
close. We can go there. Yeah.
So Hastings, Nebraska, October 11th, Hastings City Auditorium. St. Paul, Minnesota. I bet that's further from you guys. Some shows in Indiana.
It's really cold.
We're looking around the Colorado, New Mexico, Oklahoma.
Are you guys
going
to be in Denver? That'd be like the coolest station. Like you just like go to the concert and go home and crash.
Yeah. Playing at home is always awesome. Okay, so yeah, the run tour, Indiana, Iowa, Illinois, Minnesota, Nebraska. Hastings, Nebraska is probably the closest one.
Okay.
Crystal Springs, what's MS? Is that
Mississippi?
Mississippi. I think it's Mississippi.
Okay. Oh, that's
MI. Willard, Ohio. Ohio's far from you guys, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a little bit of a trip.
And you're naming off all of these. Why am I looking at the back of it? It has nothing on it. I'm not doing anything. you are talking about all the places you're going, and you guys have toured outside of the States too, right?
Yeah, we have. We've toured out in Europe for the last 3 years. Every year we go try to spend about a month out there. we love our European fans. They're awesome. And obviously being from that part, closer to that part of the world, I think there's just something special there. And so it's always a ton of fun.
Well, cool.
You know what? We will be awesome. In Colorado Springs in November with Winter Jam.
Okay, there you go.
That's a lot closer.
We'll be in New Mexico, too. I don't know.
Because we're in the corner, so like we're like right there to the border.
Well, to let everybody know.
I'm going
to
jump it.
When we get finished, when we do all the interviews, we always post links to the band's concert tour dates. So when you go to our website, you can click on that or definitely go to Everfound's website as well, and you can get the tour dates as well.
Yeah,
so
and
thank you for doing that for us, Nikita.
If somebody wants to get a hold of you to do a performance, is there anywhere they need to go for that?
Yeah, they can visit our website. All the info is on the bottom of our website.
All right.
Everfoundmusic.com.
You guys should play at my town. Oh, let's do the drop. To. You guys, here's our secret.
You can tell we have a teenager in the crowd today.
I don't know why, because I'm usually like really tired and like.
She had volleyball practice today at 6:15.
Oh my goodness! Yeah. Why did they do that to you?
I know, and I haven't even started school yet. That's tomorrow. Okay, so you know how you're supposed to dress up really nice for like first day of school. It's awesome. You're all excited, and we have practice that morning till like 7:15. So I'm just gonna be like in like sweatpants or something, just like no effort, just. No.
All right, with that, we'll go to our second drop.
Which
that's
what I'm going to be is, hurt. It's not written on here. It's hurt.
It's hurt.
It's hurt.
When hurt has come and left you broken, and you hold faith with trembling hands, I hear the question as your heartache turns to heartbreak. Am I a God who understands? But
we just listened to Hurt by Everfound, and we are visiting with Nikita, the lead singer of the band, and you can go to their website, everfoundmusic.com, and find out their tour dates, find their store to purchase their album, and anything else you'd like to. They have some YouTube videos about each band member, so there's a lot of stuff you can find on their website, and we'll turn it back to April.
Yep. You know, you guys could, like, play at my town.
We would love to play at your town.
To play
seriously.
At my town.
Seriously, let's do a show.
My town's really small.
Yeah,
that's fine. We played in really
everybody
small
would
towns.
Go there.
I know, right?
It's got people, right? People need music.
Yeah, and it's got a couple dogs too. You can
dogs like music.
You can bring Mozart. Oh my gosh,
Mozart loves music.
It's gonna there be you go.
Do you bring Mozart? You guys, is his dog? It's not a peach. It's a dog.
Yes, Mozart.
Just, well, just for people, you know,
what, 6 month Mozart? Old Yorkie.
Oh my god, it's so cute. I like big dogs though, because like I feel like if I dad shut up. I feel like if I play with a small dog too much, like I like playing with them, but if I play with them so much, like I'm gonna break them, even though they're like indestructible.
That can happen.
And I like that freaks me out. So like if I get a dog, I'll have to like be the biggest thing around, like so that I can tackle me with love.
Can you see the screen?
Oh, yes.
Can you say no to this face ever?
You guys, take a screenshot.
Oh, no.
He's the cutest little dog ever.
Screenshot. We'll put that on the website.
See if he can get one here.
Oh, my gosh. He did. That's amazing. Technology nowadays.
With your influence being mainly the rock genre, and you've written so many other different songs you mentioned before this album, did you play with any other genres to be creative, or is your main forte the rock?
We listen to everything, honestly, just as fans of music. Right now I'm on a really big, like, composer kick. I don't know, maybe that's why the dog's name was up. But contemporary composers and, of course, the classics. And my brothers, you know, there being four of us, everyone's so diverse into different music. So it's we've always experimented with different genres. There's a rap part on Take the City at the end of Take the City. If you see our show live, Ruslan does this rap thing at Dare to Share. Yeah. But we had to cut that song short. So
what?
Yeah, because everyone is they were sending everyone out into the city, right? So,
oh my gosh, that was awesome.
That was a good song to sing.
I went
to
the mall and I was in a prayer group that I didn't know anyone in, and then I talked to this lady I bought sushi from, and then I bought stuff for me and talked to the cashiers. Like literally, I was like, you know what? If I buy something for me, I'll have a chance to talk to the cashier. Snap, it's like a win-win. I get sunglasses that Everfound can sign, and I can talk to people. What?
There you go. Did you have any interesting conversations?
I did, because one of them was Mexican, and she didn't speak a lot of English, you know, so it was very interesting sharing that, because I was like, sign languaging.
That's awesome. Yeah, I just spoke with Greg yesterday, and we were just talking about how we've been traveling all over the country, and it's cool to see how the students that were at Dare to Share are like sharing their faith even now. Like we played a show in Canada a couple of months ago. There's a group that went to the Chicago Dare to Share from Canada, and we were up there, and they were so like just as passionate. So it's really cool to see how our generation is trying to share the biggest love that there ever is, and that's the love of God.
That's awesome. We could totally like talk to them too. So, true. Like, and you were on the Dare to Share tour for, like, the third time, I'll say. And, you know, so you did get to, like, hang out with, like, Greg and Zach and all of them, just, like, chill out.
Yeah. That's awesome. Greg and Zane were awesome. Their whole team is just so first class. They're all just really classy people that, you know, what you see on stage is what you get in the green room and what you get, you know, on the bus or on the flight, wherever. They're real.
I heard Zane was in Wales.
He likes to travel.
He does. What? I can't read that fast, Dad. Come on.
You're rambling. They were all over the place, Nikita.
Yeah. How do interested parties contact your band?
You've done that, sweetheart.
Then don't point at it.
I was saying, let's do some questions.
Oh.
Let's do some questions.
Questions.
I love the conversational, and we'll leave it all there. But
make a question, Dad. Go. Do you have a cat? You should get a cat.
I don't have a cat. I'm considering one, but they're a little bit high maintenance.
I have a black cat called Rooster, and like she'll cuddle. Like cats can cuddle with you, though.
They can.
You can
get a chicken
when they want
because if you get a chicken, it starts out as a chick and it can get behind your neck. Well, you don't have long hair. But, like, because my chick would, like, go behind my hair because it's so warm.
You're a country girl, aren't you?
Yeah. And they would just, like, chill out. Yep. It was so cute. Okay. Question.
You mentioned you guys have been performing since you were little. During the high school days, were the other kids around you acceptable to everything? Or were you kind of out on your own because you were, you know, when you were growing up, the atmosphere was slightly different than it is now with Christian rock bands because they were just kind of starting when you guys were really young, and now it's kind of in its almost heyday almost. It's more and more acceptable. But were the audience you performed to at that younger age, did you get positive feedback from them most of the time, or was there a little bit of negative?
Yeah, most of the time. Sometimes it would be, you know, we grew up in a very conservative Russian church that did not accept rock music at all. And so for us, we had to go to church and we couldn't play there. And then we would play a concert like at an American church's youth group or something like that when we were first starting out. Then we got the opportunity to lead worship at our church for the youth ministry. And that's kind of when people started to really respond and write us letters and share how our music has been impacting their lives. And I think at that moment we realized that, you know, this is what we were supposed to be doing. And when we would hit hardships, we wouldn't be deterred because we knew that this is, you know, this is making a difference in people's lives.
And you do say, like, you know, there are the definite ups and downs with being in a band. So, like, do you have any more insight? Like, because I know people that are either starting a band or have more of an indie band, it can be really tough to keep going. Do you have, like cheer
words
them
of
up?
Wisdom yeah. to continue the industry?
Words of wisdom. Well, honestly, the Bible says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And I feel like to fear God is to pursue Him and to know that He gave you your life, and at any second He can take it away because He's completely sovereign. The world is in His hands. Your life is in His hands. My life is in His hands. So just to pursue Him. And if you pursue Him, if, like, this is what He wants you to do, music, He's going to open doors that no record label or radio station or promoter can open for you. And He's going to close doors that, you know, nobody can close. And, you know, that's the biggest thing, is just to pursue God. And if you do that, you know, the world's yours. He owns everything that you can ever see or want or whatever. So pursue God, and He's going to give you songs, and then He's going to open doors, and you're going to have influence. That's just what I have learned in my life. And so that's what I would share with anybody that's an artist, whether that's a painter or a poet or, you know, musician.
And I like one of your statements either you made or one of your brothers made that I read about, you're not in it for the money. You're in it for the message.
Yeah.
You're wanting to promote the message. So, and I think a lot of the indie artists, even if they're not a Christian band, you can't expect a lot of money. And having that faith behind you, that's a big backstop to be against, to help you keep propped up.
Absolutely.
You said you were getting mail now. How much has that changed with signing to the major label? And I want to say it was Walking Records?
Word Records.
Okay, Word Records, I'm sorry. And when did you actually sign that?
We signed with Word, about 2 years ago. It took us a while to negotiate the deal and figure all that stuff out. We met with a bunch of different record labels before signing with Word. And we said no to a lot of potential opportunities because we just felt like they did not understand the fact that we wanted to be a band that's driven by a message that's, we have something to say to our generation, and we want to write songs that that lead people into the light, out of the darkness of this world, and into the light, and into God's amazing love. And there were record labels that didn't agree with that, and so didn't share that vision. So when we met Word, it was obvious that they wanted to have a band like us, our genre, our feel, our look, but also the message. And so that's when we were like, all right, let's do this.
Yeah, and then signing with that, am I remembering this right? Do you have a music video out?
We have one coming out. We're really excited for it. We just shot it in LA. It's going to be for our next single, God of the Impossible. Awesome. So we can't wait to get that out to fans.
Cool. So how was that experience? Because I know that's a big difference from, you know, going around playing to making a music video. So how was that?
Yeah. It wasn't our first video. We've shot a bunch of different videos, but it's our first video shooting out in LA, and we got to work with this amazing, amazing director. His name is Dylan Novak, and he's really talented. Big fan of everything he's put out, and it was awesome because there was a bunch of crew. There's like 20, 25, 30 people, that are doing look checks, checking your hair and everything, and it's very different than the show because you're playing one song like 50 times that day. So it was a ton of fun. It was exhausting, but it was awesome.
That's cool. Oh my gosh. What was that, Chris?
We all right, Chris?
I got a new email.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, sorry.
That's all right. My son's not here, but he's usually one of the co-hosts as well. And one of his favorite bands out there, he's into the apocalyptic type rock.
He likes
Linkin Park.
Oh,
I love Linkin Park.
For me, I don't know, you can tell me if I'm completely wrong on this, but when I listened to Torch, that completely gave me that feel of Linkin Park, and I was like, okay, this ties into those people that are interested in that style.
I like it,
and brings them in.
It's so harder.
Am I right in interpreting that that was one of your influences?
I mean, I mentioned that we have a very broad range of influences, but Linkin Park, oh man, that was the first rock CD I found. I found it in a park I know it's weird, but we weren't allowed to listen to rock music when we were kids. My parents kept us really sheltered, but I was walking in our park one day, and I found this dirty CD just in the grass, and I picked it up, and I went home and watched it. Sure enough, it was the first Linkin Park record, and so ever since then, I've been a fan of everything they put out. Torch was definitely influenced by them.
Okay.
Yeah, I kind of like, and Torch and this Hallelujah will be is on the review if you guys want to go listen to it. But I really liked on Hallelujah's part because it was like a rock pop song, but then you would like break it down and like mm-hmm. do electronic drops or like, I don't know, I really liked how they messed, how you guys messed with that song.
Thank you.
It's probably one of my favorites.
And yes. Thank you very much.
I know just a bit the different songs in the albums, you do have a lot of different influences from what my interpretation is. So like, for me, We Are Alive kind of had a pop feel. The Take This City kind of had like a, can't think of their name now.
Imagine Dragons.
Kinda, oh my God, I love Imagine
gotta back,
Dragons.
Go back a little older for me, I'm afraid.
He's old.
Jefferson Starship type sound.
Okay.
Built This City, The Take This City. It kind of had the same kind of riffs in it that I was kind of familiar with that. So
it's probably cool 2000s.
And I kind of appreciate bands that will do the different takes. And I know you said you wrote 82, 85.
Yeah, a ton.
And so I appreciate you doing all the different genres, but are you set now for a couple of albums, or are you still, like you said, you were in a composing stage, but still, are you set for a while and you're just stockpiling songs, or
are you still writing?
Oh, absolutely. Every day. I wrote a verse this morning.
You should like sneak peek for us. Do it. Go.
No, I can't do that.
He's under a different.
I know.
Different preview now. He's not on his own. but it is appreciated. But are those songs, are you going to balance those with your new stuff and kind of cherry pick again for your of any future albums?
Yeah. When we get ready to do our next record, we're going to have a master list of all of these songs that didn't make it on this album. So honestly, there were songs that didn't make it on this album that I really love. I still love. And so, you know, maybe they'll make it on the next album. We're going to write new songs. We're writing every day. So
that's what I like about it, because like the songs on this album, they stand alone. They have their own feel to it so that you can recognize one immediately. But it still has that something in it that keeps it, that makes it an album, that makes it, you know,
cohesive.
The same, yeah.
Well, thank you. That was very intentional. I'm really excited that that's coming through.
Yeah, because like you don't want to have just random songs in there.
And some of the more prolific ones, we talked about One God of the Impossible. That's one of my favorite songs. And I'm into the comic book genre, and that kind of lends itself to what I enjoyed. So if there are listeners out there that enjoy that type of literature, you can go, and this song kind of ties into that theme, and you know, he can do anything because of who he is, and he can do that through you. And I mean, that's a, you know, you can do something impossible because of him. And that was a really, I appreciated that message a lot. So I definitely appreciate that one for that you put on the album.
Well, thanks for sharing that.
You know, we keep talking about like all these songs, like influences and everything. And talking like Imagine Dragons and all that. So I have this question. What is on your playlist? Like, what are your favorite artists?
Oh, man.
We already got Linkin Park out of them.
Linkin Park.
Yeah, I don't have a favorite band.
I don't. There's too many.
Yeah.
It's like,
honestly, it just depends on what I'm in the mood for. Music is such a mood thing for me. Sometimes I just want to listen to classical piano. That's very minimalistic. Like, I'm talking like just a couple of notes for 30 seconds and then just a couple more notes for 30 seconds. And then sometimes I'm like rocking out to Foo Fighters. You know what I mean? The Best of You, that song is one of my favorite songs of all time. So, I mean, it's just so different. Sometimes I'll be, although I got to say this hasn't happened in months, I'll be on like a pop kick. I think it was when Taylor Swift's latest record came out. I listened to that. Did I just discredit all my... I saw you roll your eyes.
Just stop.
She's just an amazing songwriter. And, you know, obviously extremely successful because somebody's communicate or relating to what
somebody
she's talking about.
Her.
So
somebody
I love
has to
Coldplay's
like
latest record. I love their older stuff. So I'm just, you know, just listening to all kinds of music.
Yeah.
I want to go back to the songs that you've written. Do you have the leeway when you're in concert to bring out a song that hasn't been released and just play it and say this is here and no harm, no foul? Or are you that
like
strict?
Can we do that?
Yes, it's kind of like a special. You're not saying you can get it anywhere, but you know, you're just in the moment and you say, let's play this song.
Yeah.
It's never been released.
Who cares?
Do you have the leeway with your contract to be able to do that
to choose what they play
right
for their concerts by
yeah,
them?
Yeah, it just
or
depends on the show. It depends on the show.
Okay. I didn't know if signing with a major label like that would hamper that ability or not.
I mean, I'm sure there's things out there. Record deals are so complex. They're actually the most complex contract you could probably ever sign. Hence, it takes people years to do it. But, you know, it just depends on the event, too. So.
Okay. And you mentioned you do the hymnals and things like that and bring new life to them. Is that an inspiration? And will you possibly do other covers at some point that is in your own style of songs that you enjoy? Or do you really want to concentrate on your own written stuff when you're putting out an album?
Maybe. You know, when we release records, there's so many different songs. And
right,
there will be, you know, a part where that's like a verse from a hymn or a chorus from a hymn or something like that. It just depends on the work itself. But we do love the hymns. There's something so powerful about them. You know, there's so much power in truth that's expressed through a song. So if a hymn is really hitting a part of a song or a transition, then we'll use it.
Okay.
It's very cool. What?
Do you have probably ought to start wrapping this up.
Yes.
We've taken a lot of his time this morning.
Yeah, no. I gotta get back.
Do you have anything else you want to ask him?
Are you going to come to my town?
We would love to.
Okay.
Seriously, we'd love to. You guys talk to promoters or churches in your area, and we will definitely come. I tell you what, we are looking for Christmas tour dates. We have a Christmas tour that might be going out this year. And so if you guys want a show, we'll bring confetti cannons, snow machines, and make it.
We could do it at the swimming pool parking lot. Oh, that sounds so sad.
Are you gonna do a Christmas album?
We released a Christmas song.
Don't do a Christmas album.
2 years ago.
That's so cheesy.
But they're popular.
We might do a Christmas album sometime. Mozart, what do you think? Should we do a Christmas album?
No. Hey, he talks and everything.
You guys want to meet Mozart's sister?
Oh, my God, no. There's another one.
Oh, she's playing with something.
Uh-oh.
So they're going to start attacking.
Oh, no,
I just
love to play. But,
so cute.
They're really energetic.
Well, before we leave, we usually ask our guests if they're willing to do a bumper for the show. And if you would like to, we'd appreciate that. Would you be willing to?
See.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Basically, we try to keep it simple. We just say, you know, this is Nikita of Everfound. You're listening to Comic Pop Library, and that's, you know, keep it simple. We're not.
All right.
But if you're ready, 3, 2.
Hey, this is Nikita from the band Everfound, and you're listening to Comic Pop Library.
Thank you, sir.
Absolutely.
And I know we don't want to take too much more of your time. I know yesterday you had some family events, and I'm sure you're probably wanting to spend time with family, too, because I know after looking at your tour dates, you're definitely going to be busy for a while. So.
Yeah, we were doing festivals, and we flew into Denver, and we were home for like 30 minutes. I didn't even get to do my laundry. Home for 30 minutes, and then back
like
out
song
on the road for 2 weeks. So it's good to be home. Thank you guys for taking the time to hang out and
thank
moving
you
the bass
for
around.
Thank you for taking your time. We definitely want to get the word spread about you. We enjoy the music. We want to let everybody know that they have a place where they can get your album. So,
yep.
Thank
we're
you going so
to
much.
Leave out with what's the next drop?
The last song is Go.
Okay, so we're going to leave out with Go. And Nikita, we appreciate your time this morning. Enjoy your day.
Thank you guys so much. You guys have an awesome one, too.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Shuffling my feet, heavy as concrete.
Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.